The IDMC says in a span of 3 days from January 15 to January 18th, 183,000 people were displaced in Darfur by intercommunal violence. That's more than the number of displacements in the whole of 2019 as well as 2020. Most of the new displacements took place in El Jenena town of West Darfur State when violence broke out between armed militiamen and members of the Masalit tribe. Displacements was also recorded in El Greda in East Jebel Marra in South Darfur and Tawila in North Darfur. Ivana Hajmanova, the IDMC's regional coordinator for Sub-Saharan Africa, the Middle East, and North Africa, says those people fled to displacement sites or gathering places which are already overcrowded.
People are reported to actually be sleeping outside under the trees because they cannot fit anymore, and there is not enough tents for them to sleep in the, inside. At the same time, we also saw that there was a large-scale destruction when it comes to destroying crops, killing livestock, and so on. So those people also immediately lost their source of livelihoods. So it would be much more difficult for them to then return and reestablish their lives after they are able to return home.
Hajmanova says the same time, 80 to 87% of their crops have been destroyed, leading to food insecurity. Around 60% of those displaced are under 18, according to IDMC. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says tens of thousands of people displaced in and around El Jenena are temporarily using public buildings, including 32 schools, which has disrupted learning for 58,000 school children. Many others who could not make it to IDP camps are sheltering in eastern Jebel Marra and living under trees with no food, drinking water, sanitation or hygiene, according to IDMC. Adam Rijal is the spokesperson for IDPs in Darfur. He told South Sudan in Focus from Nyerteta town in central Darfur state, the conditions are very hard for IDPs in the area. Speaking in Arabic, he says, the humanitarian situation is very harsh and getting worse for IDPs because there is not enough humanitarian assistance. He says food has arrived, but not all IDPs have received it due to the huge number of displaced people.
The humanitarian situation with IDPs is very harsh and ever deteriorating because life-saving humanitarian assistance remains lacking.
Some food assistance has arrived, but it has not reached all the IDPs because their number is large, more than 184,000. Assistance is coming mainly from the World Food Program, but it's very little because people have lost everything, clothing, food, drinking water, and all the necessary needs, he told South Sudan in Focus. Hajmanova says many of the IDPs in Darfur have been displaced multiple times by conflict and do not feel safe. She says many would like to return to their homes, but the government must first provide security and let IDPs decide if they want to return to their homes or reintegrate with host communities where they're staying.
The peace agreement has provisions on IDP return and on kind of helping find IDPs a solution to their displacement. I think that's a very important good and very good step when it comes to resolving the crisis in Darfur. So I think it's now really it's up to the government and also the support of the humanitarian development agencies to actually take these commitments from the peace agreement and realize them and help IDPs find all those lasting solutions.
She says the government must also work to end intercommunal violence which occurred 3 weeks ago in West Darfur. Rijal says IDPs in Darfur want security and justice for crimes committed against them. Speaking in Arabic, he tells VOA,
the IDPs want security and the disarmament of the Janjaweed who are committing crimes against humanity.
They want the perpetrators of war crimes and crimes against humanity to be handed over to the International Criminal Court, including Bashir, Ahmed Harun, Mohammed Hussein, and all those wanted by the court. And after that, the people that occupied their homes and land must be removed. It's a major thing because if you want to return home and there is someone occupying your land or farm, you cannot return until this person is removed. They also want individual and communal compensation for crimes committed against them.
The United Nations is appealing to donors to provide funds to deliver life-saving assistance to the more than 180,000 IDPs in Darfur. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.